Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 20th, 2023. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, why does Israel, a small nation, get so much news focus? In today's complex global landscape, there exists a stark contrast between those who support and oppose Israel. It is a tension that stretches across borders, reflecting a force compelling the people of Israel to establish their unity amid the discord. Israel, one way or another, bothers the world at large. It stands vividly in the spotlight, revealing itself in all its potency like an open wound on the world's collective body. It is a major disturbance that draws attention and demands a close examination of the more concealed dynamics at play. Considering Israel's tiny size compared to the global superpowers, the surface picture based on our immediate narrow, corporeal and materialistic worldview falls short of grasping this nation's full impact. Despite its minuscule geographical footprint, the unity of the nation reverberates globally, perplexing anyone who tries to gauge its real impact. It is a puzzle that requires a shift in focus from the physical realm to the deeper connections that bind people and nations. How, then, does such a small nation, almost inconspicuous on the world map, elicit such widespread attention and reaction? The answer is in understanding the intricate interplay between corporeal existence and spirituality. We, the people of Israel, stand at that very juncture. Whether or not we are aware of it, we actually hold the key to resolving the complexities surrounding us. Despite our relative smallness in size and quantity, it becomes imperative for us, the people of Israel, to assert our significance on the world stage. Our existence indeed holds a great level of importance in the grand tapestry of global affairs. How? It is that when we unite as a single nation above our internal divisions, then we impact the world with an unprecedentedly harmonious and healthy influence. Doing so brings us into contact with the deeper positive forces dwelling in nature, and such a unifying influence within humanity's subconscious awakens the ability in everyone to unite above the harmful, exploitative and divisive egoistic desires that lurk in human nature. By contrast, if we let our egoistic desires and our internal divisions get the better of us, then our own wound infects and inflames the rest of the world, leading to increasing animosity against us. It is thus my hope that we evoke our unity as one man with one heart above our divisive drives, and realize our full potential to unite and spread unity worldwide. His name is the light that fills creation. He is one means the light of Ein Sof. His name is one means the desire to enjoy included there without any change whatsoever. Understand what our sage is implied, that his name is desire in Gematra, meaning the desire to enjoy, Baal HaSulam. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess. Volume 1. Part 1. Inner Observation. His name is the light that comes from the Creator and fills the creation. According to how a person feels what he receives, he calls it the name of the Creator. That is, the name is what the Creator wants the creation to feel within itself. Every time the desire must bring itself to correspondence with his name. In this way, we get to know the Creator from different directions because he is manifested in different forms. The desire is also manifested in different ways so that we become acquainted from all sides with the one who carries this desire. Question: this desire grows with yearning and longing in a person and causes the revelation of Reshemot. When we come to the ten, are the Reshemot revealed there as well? Answer: yes, it is something similar to that. Question: what should I pay attention to during the connection? Answer: pay attention to what extent our hearts are impressed by our coming closer together. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess. become included in the governance of the Creator. Question: is it possible to ask the Creator for a state of accelerating time, Akishana? Or is this state a reward for our work? Answer: in principle, we should try to constantly be in the same action as the Creator, to agree with His governance. Our task is to become included in His governance and be in the same direction all the time, to act the way the Creator wants us to. Then we will enter the state of adhesion with the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam 2 states: the importance of lessons. Question: does inclusion in morning lessons affect the love between friends? Answer: absolutely. You cannot advance with the group without attending lessons. Question: can one friend bring light from the morning lesson if he holds the whole group in his heart? Answer: no, never. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Rabash: the need for love of friends. Revealing and receiving abundance that descends from above. The bottom hay in Havaya is Malkhut, meaning phase 4, the complete manifestation of the act in the vessel of reception that is intensified to extend more abundance than its measure of expansion from Bina. Balha Sulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess. Volume 1. Part 1. Inner Observation. Question: what is the meaning of the fact that Malkhut has intensified to extend more abundance and a greater measure of its expansion from Bina? Answer: Malkhut is a greater desire than Bina, as it is written, the cow wants to nurse more than the calf wants to suckle. This happens when the desire of the upper one to bestow is revealed more than the lower one wants to receive, and from this Malkhut grows in its desire to receive in order to stay in contact with Keter. Comment: but they are completely different. My response: it does not matter. One bestows and the other receives, but one serves the other. If Malkhut has no desire to receive, who will receive from Keter? If there is no desire to bestow in Keter, then where will Malkhut receive from? It does not matter that they are opposites. Opposites just complement each other. Question: it is still unclear why Malkhut and Bina are designated by the same letter. Answer: the first hay is Bina, and the lower hay is Malkhut. The desire to receive, in fact, operates in both, but in a different style. In Bina, it receives to reveal all the abundance from above, and in Malkhut, in order to receive all this abundance. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot. A request that guarantees the result. Question: what is happening now in Israel and in the world is all from the Creator. The feeling is that only the ten, the importance of the goal, and Kabbalah can help us save ourselves. In the ten, we compose a prayer to the Creator to free our hostages so that the soldiers return home alive, so that peace would come. What request can we raise to the Creator from our connection to somehow influence Him and the world? Answer: we can only act in the direction of unity among all the members of Bnei Baruch throughout the world so that we all unite as much as possible and ask the Creator to reveal Himself within our connection. Let each of you request in your heart that you want to get closer to each other, incorporate together in one desire, and turn with it to the Creator so that He unites you and connects everyone within Himself. Ask for it to happen here and now. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writing of Rabash: the Life of Sarah. Indicator of bestowal. Question: can actions of bestowal feel like sweetness? Or is bitterness an indicator of bestowal in our work? Answer: in our work, the indicator of bestowal is our desire to connect and reveal the Creator in this connection. We want to present our connection to Him as a dish, as a gift, as a place where he can reveal himself. Question. The harder the work for the Creator, the better its result. Where is the pleasure we receive from working for the Creator? How does it fit together? Answer. It is very simple. The harder the work, the more we can invest in it and, accordingly, receive more. From this, pleasure arises. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash, The Life of Sarah. Ten in the Shape of a Circle. Comment. In Rabash's article What is Peace in the Work, it is said that the point of our union, which we are all striving for, is coming to peace with the Creator, that is, concluding a union with Him so that He can help us abolish our nature of receiving for ourselves. My response, yes, this is the point of our unity. In order to build this circle in a tent and from its center turn to the Creator, we must try to be together all the time, to unite into one whole, as they say, into one person with a single desire for one goal. And so gradually we will have a common desire for this. That is, we will demand that the Creator help us unite to become one and in this form reach the goal. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writing of Rabash, What is Peace in the Work? For the benefit of people. Question. In Rabash's article What does it mean that the creation of the world was by largesse, it is said that when a person connects the name of heaven, that is, the Creator, with something else, he is eradicated from the world. How can one turn to the Creator so as not to connect any egoistic desires and intentions with him, but only to ask for bestowal? Answer. Only if you ask for the benefit of people and not for yourself, then you will have the right request aimed at ensuring that he fills creation. But the Creator himself does not need anything. Question. But when you stand before the King who can give you everything and answer all your questions, how can you not take advantage of this for yourself and ask only for your friends? How does a Kabbalist choose bestowal? Answer. He gradually gets closer to it by making a restriction, and building a screen in reflected light. Question. What is the energy that drives us to achieve this? Answer. The importance of the Creator, His greatness. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash, What does it mean that the creation of the world was by largesse? Light as a source of reward. The whole of reality was emanated and created with a single thought. It is the operator, it is the very operation, it is the sought-after reward, and it is the essence of the labor, Baal HaSulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 1, Inner Observation. This thought of creation contains everything from the beginning to the end, in all forms. Question. Do my efforts and my reward also belong to this thought? Answer. No, we are not talking about us, but about the Creator, about the light that comes from the Creator and builds the entire creation. The reward is inside this light. The Creator causes certain actions in the creation, and He also fills the created beings with light. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 3, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess.